On Saturday, Utah State's American Society of Mechanical Engineers sponsored North Logan's first Soapbox Derby. Designed to build community interest in engineering concepts and creative problem solving, the event took place on a sunny afternoon on a residential downhill road. Families lined the sidewalks of Green Canyon as they waited for the first race to start.
So we actually have quite a few high school teams participating, which is like a really good entry to be like, this is what an engineer does.
That was Mahala Cicada, next year's USU ASME president. Cicada worked with event coordinators Troy Van Dyke and Nicholas Hold, two other students, to make the event possible.
All of us are part of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers, which is ASME, and we're all mechanical engineers up at Utah State University. And we want to make these events reach out to the community and be able to interact with them, kind of show them what engineering is about.
Despite multiple trial runs to ensure the track's safety, the first race resulted in an injury to one of the racers. On the downhill slope, he crashed into the curb, hitting his head as he landed. He was wearing a helmet, but ambulances responded to treat his injuries. After the first race, the course was rerouted to cut out a steeper portion of the track. When the event reached its end, first place went to team This Name is Temporary, second to Rocket Boys, and third to Scarlet Speedsters. For Cicada and the other organizers, this was the culmination of months of planning.
I love seeing it all come together because it's so much stress trying to do it during your schoolwork and like trying to balance that. And then being able to come today and see all the people show up and everyone have smiles and having fun while they're competing, it's just been a blast.
With positive feedback from the city of North Logan, ASME hopes to make the Soapbox Derby an annual event. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.